It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor with producer Austin O'Neill. Todd Surprise is hanging out with us today. Longtime producer for the Racing Boys. Kirk Elliott sitting to my right. Got the hiccups. That's never good at the start of the show. Kirk Elliott sitting right next to me here. We are the Racing Boys, and we want to welcome everybody to the show today. Got a lot to talk about, and the phones are open. Let's put it up there, Austin. Let's get the phone number up there if we can. Today is Phone Friday, folks. Don't let us down, right? Let's get some people in here that want to talk a little bit about motorsports, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Even if it's not motorsports, we can talk about that as well, because we do that from time to time here on Mostly Motorsports. So, Austin, unfortunately for you, we thought you were going to be racing tonight, but that didn't happen. They made the call last night. They got a little bit of rain down there, and they just didn't feel like they were able to get tonight in. I told you a little bit earlier, all that did was save you some money, bud.
I'm getting flashbacks to last year.
You'd rather race, though, wouldn't you?
No, I'd rather would, but, you know, they forced the race in the night. They have, I don't know how much rain they got, well over an inch or two.
Yeah.
It would be super rough. The pits would be a mess. You'd be there for 2 days and maybe a third day if you can't get out of the pits in time. I mean, it's just, they did us all a favor. It's not the choice we wanted to make, but I mean, I'd rather let my car look like a show car one more week than let it, you know, come home in a trash can, you know.
Well, the one thing about it is, and we know about Lake Ozark Speedway, it has a tendency to sometimes get a little bit rough when there's a lot of water on the racetrack. Well, I mean, know that, right?
Yeah, that's any track anyways. And then, you know, the pits don't drain very good. And
right.
You know, that place is, when it's right, it's great. But when it has a little adversity kind of shown to it, it's kind of hard to overcome that.
Just so you know, as a fan, we could care less if it's rough.
Oh, if I was a fan, I wouldn't.
You'd rather it be rough, wouldn't you?
I would, but yeah. When it's your own money.
Yeah, when you're spending the money.
Different story.
Yeah. So I can't wait to get down there. I'm going to go ahead and go down there today. Kirk is going to host the show tomorrow morning on Track Talk. I want to go down there because I'm ready to get out of town. I don't know if people know this, but for 13 years, we traveled with the Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour. My girlfriend, Deidre, traveled with me for the last 3 years. And we are a little stir-crazy because we have not been out of town for a while. And we're looking forward to going down and seeing all of our friends with the Lucas Oil ASCS National Sprint Car Tour. We got a lot of friends on the tour. And we are dying to get out of town, get down to the lake, hang out at Osage National. That's one of our great partners that we work with here on Mostly Motorsports, and we're looking forward to getting down there, Kirk. I know you're going to go down to the Show Me 100 on Saturday night, right?
Yeah, looking forward to that. So, big weekend at Wheatland. You haven't really missed any Lucas Oil National Tour events yet. They haven't raced since March. I guess missed Devil's Bowl.
I missed Devil's Bowl in Little Rock. Yeah,
so I mean,
they've had four nights and only two weekends out of the entire year, and they lost last night. They're going to get in tonight, and no, I don't golf, Paul. I don't golf. I just trade out advertisement. That's what I do with the golf course, and they're really great partners down there. Jason takes really good care of us. But no, Kirk, I was on the road forever. And never, ever once since we've been doing this show have I thought about, oh, man, I really missed the road. Oh, I missed the road. Woe is me. I really haven't felt like that. And I think, Austin, the real reason is that I've got a kind of a renewed energy about talk radio. You know, we've been doing this, Kirk, you and I together for 22 years on Sports Radio 810 WHB. And, you know, just me personally, I've got a renewed interest in talk radio and doing this, and especially because we got a young sprint car driver working for us as well, and he doesn't watch TV. All he does is think about racing. So it's a nice little fit with Austin and I think, doing that show each and every day. So it's been a lot of fun. And I want to thank Austin for coming on board with us this year. It's been a pleasure to work with him as well.
Well, let's hope here for the rest of the summer we get good weather. The Lucas Oil-sponsored series have not fared well with Mother Nature so far this year. The Lucas Oil ASCS Dirt Sprint Car Dirt Series hasn't raced since March. The Lucas Oil Late Model Series has had a bunch of events canceled, including last night's Cowboy Classic down at Lucas Oil Speedway. So hopefully we can get some nice weather for a while and get some of these races in.
Well, that would be nice. Chris, he just said that the Lightning Sprint Nationals are still on at CMS this weekend, so that's good to know. They haven't canceled down there. Max Grogan said I-70-305 Nationals is still on at I-70. We haven't got any word that they're going to cancel that. They got a really nice facility, by the way, as well. So that, I mean, it's not all paved like Lucas Oil Speedway, but I think the way they've got it set up that and they've got the equipment out there, I-70 does, to work in the pits and make sure they get dried out. But that's good. They're going to get the 305 Nationals in at I-70 Speedway.
So. All-Stars got rained out at Williams Grove tonight, unfortunately. No races tonight at Williams Grove. So
yeah, and Dirt Vision, they were going to run the late models at Sharon Speedway tonight. That has been rained out. And Jackson Speedway has also been rained out, and Attica Raceway Park has been rained out as well.
Jacksonville, right? Is that?
I said Jacksonville, didn't I?
Yeah. Well,
did I say Jacksonville?
You said Jackson.
Oh,
that's all right.
You know what? I meant to say Jacksonville. Anyway, they've all been Jacksonville Motors. Is it Jacksonville Speedway? Is that what it is?
Jacksonville Speedway and Jackson Motorplex are two different tracks.
Why did I say Jacksonville in Illinois?
Yes.
I don't know why I said Jackson.
Yeah.
But anyway, and as you mentioned, Williams Grove is canceled tonight as well. Mother Nature has not been very nice to the promoters this year, huh, Kurt?
IndyCars were supposed to be on the track right now for their carb day, but that's been postponed
for
a couple of hours.
Who cares about IndyCars?
Indy 500 this weekend. That's why. Well, I care about it.
Yeah, I know it, but it's just the only race that I care about all year long in IndyCars is the 500.
They're going to be the 12 noon. They're
do you watch
IndyCars for IndyCar practice?
Yes. Just because of the history that it used to bring with USAC.
Yeah.
Indy 500, you always pay attention to that, don't you?
Well, the Indy 500 is the only race of the year to watch.
That's what we're talking about here.
I know. It's the only race of the year to watch.
And it's always a pretty...
Do you watch them weekly?
Not every week, no.
Right. Okay.
But certainly the Indy 500, which usually delivers the goods. Last year was a great race. It normally is.
I've not been really interested in IndyCar since the split in 94.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. I'm all for the American drivers, right? God bless America. I'm just that way. If that makes me a little prejudiced, maybe I am. But I'm all about the American drivers.
How do you think Jimmy Johnson's going to do?
I don't know. What do you, Austin? You want to go with that one first? What do you think he's going to do?
You think he'll get a
top 10?
I'm a guess with the confident guess of a top 10. That's what I'm going to go with.
You're going to say top 10. I'm going to say top 15.
Only reason I said top 10 is he's fourth quick in practice for a couple of days.
Was.
And then it sucks his qualifying time wasn't as good as it was. He nicked the wall off of two, or actually off of one, and it just killed his momentum down the short stretch into two. And it just
did you see him on Jimmy Fallon the other night?
No.
Yeah, he was on there talking about it. He said the sensation of driving the Indy cars is so much greater than driving a stock car, even though the stock cars go near as fast.
They're not as fast as an Indy car at Indy.
Not an Indy. No, not an Indy. No. But
how often do you get to run 240?
Never.
No.
But cup cars do run 200 miles an hour. That's pretty damn fast. You ever driven 200 miles an hour?
No.
It's fast, let me tell you.
He knows the way to victory lane. He won four times in the Brickyard 400 there.
Right? Yeah. Well, all I know is that I've won 181. And listen, that will get your attention.
Yeah.
181 mile an hour.
So who's going to win on Sunday?
Helio.
Again?
Yes, sir.
He's got to start way back this time.
It doesn't matter where you start.
Who's on the pole?
Scott Dixon.
New track record.
Oh, that's right. 234, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Scott Dixon.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think Scott Dixon, and I think the second fastest qualifier ran 233-something, right? Isn't that right, Austin? Is somewhere in that area?
Yeah, well, with the rain being in the Indianapolis area during qualifying week, what happens when you qualify in cool weather, you run faster. So, but I'm pretty confident that the times are pretty close to what we'll see, on individual car speed, but...
But if you're a mile an hour faster than the next guy, that's a sizable amount of speed.
Right, but also, what happens if the wind changes halfway through the qualifying run? So,
there's some truth to
that. You can never really kind of pinpoint it to cars' raw pace. Yes, it has a factor in it, but, you still got to look at what the weather is doing around you.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting. It's always a good show. I enjoy the... pre-race pageantry and all of that. Love that for the Indy 500. But do I watch every IndyCar race? No, not even close.
Well, just to be fair, that's the only race of the year that really has this kind of anticipation, right?
It does.
It's what other race has this kind of anticipation?
No other race.
Nothing. It's kind of like watching the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
What's bigger to you, Kirk, the 500 or the Indianapolis 500?
I'm going to say the Indy 500 is just a cut above the Daytona 500.
And why would you say that?
It worldwide. With all the pre-race stuff and the history and all of that, makes it just a little bit above the Daytona.
Because they've been doing it for over 100 years, too. Yeah.
It's more world.
And I remember growing up as a kid, it wasn't on live TV. So you listen to the live broadcast on the radio on Sunday morning. I grew up remembering that. You do, too.
Oh, yeah,
you listen to that.
Yeah, listen to the radio.
And so the Memorial weekend, listening to the Indy 500, that was huge in my early days. So
back in the Chris Konomacki days?
Yeah. So I would rate the Indy 500 just a little bit.
Did Chris Konomacki, he did the 500, didn't he?
I think he did some pit reporting back when ABC had it.
Yeah.
And so forth. Mm-hmm. Chris Konomacki did the Knoxville Nationals every year. He came to do the PA for that.
Right. I know that. He cost you your job, didn't he?
No. Jack Miller.
Oh, Jack
was hired
Miller.
Over me.
right.
The great Jack Miller. But Chris Konomacki, I'm a 20-year-old kid at Knoxville, and Chris Konomacki is teaching me how to be an announcer. The great Chris Konomacki.
So what did he tell you, Kirk? What did he give you some good advice?
He did.
What did he say?
You got to keep the fans informed of every detail of what's going on. Let them know how the lineups are set, and make sure that you keep them up to date on, have stories about the drivers.
Jimmy
great advice.
Jimmy Johnson hit 240 this weekend. I don't know if you saw him talk about that. So
yeah, he did. He talked about it on Jimmy Fallon.
231, 264 was his average lap speed, and he hit 240. They asked him if that was as fast as he'd ever been. He said, oh, yeah.
Well, he's in good equipment with Ganassi, so
yeah.
He's got a shot at it.
Well, the average mile per hour was 234, right?
His was 231, 264.
Yeah. But he qualified 12th.
Yes, sir.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ed Carpenter is my sleeper pick, so keep an eye on him.
Are you picking Austin?
Come back to me on that.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't know where they're starting.
He doesn't know the driver.
He's got to look the lineup.
We got Scott Dixon,
what do you think,
Alex Palou,
Todd?
And
well, who
Rinas
I'm pulling
Vinkay
for and who I think is going to win. My pick is I'd love to see Helio win. I mean, before I was a racing boy, I was buying tickets at Kansas Speedway to go watch Helio Castroneves race out there. So he's my pick to win, but... I don't know. How can you pick against Scott Dixon? So, I follow him. I follow Pagenaud. Pagenaud's going to be in the running, too. I don't know. I don't know how you pick against any of those two guys.
My problem is my favorite IndyCar is no longer with us, Dan Weldon.
Yeah. He was a two-time Indy 500 winner, too.
But, Kirk, Dan Weldon always treated me and you like he knew us.
He was great.
I mean, every time we ran into him, he'd say, there's the racing boys, or he'd say something to us, and he was about the nicest, maybe one other person that I can think of that was that nice to us, Kirk. maybe Benny Parsons, John Force. Those two guys come to mind. But Dan Weldon was as good as they got.
He was very upfront and open and approachable and easy to get for interviews and so forth. It's hard to believe it's been 11 years since we lost Dan Weldon. But
it's crazy.
Also, you had a great show yesterday talking with Scotty Cook with Jesse Hockett. 12 years ago, we lost him.
Yep, I know it.
So,
all right, I got my picks.
Who is it?
I'm going to go with Alex Palou winning it, and then
where's he starting?
Second.
Uh-huh. Why are you picking him?
He's the defending IndyCar champion.
Yeah, I watched, you know, bits and pieces of practice, and I always see his name, you know, consistently in the top five. Yeah, I mean, he has, you know, good car pace, and I think he ran pretty good there last year. And I'll go with Colton Herta starting deep, like in the top 30s or so as a
18
sleeper.
18-1. He's an 18-1 pick.
Two more names, Felix Rosenquist and Romain Grosjean.
Grosjean.
So, yeah, you follow this stuff.
I watch, I watch more in Indy races than I do other races, but, yeah.
Romain Grosjean, is that how you say that?
Oh, man, I hate to hear this from Tammy. Good afternoon from rainy Pennsylvania. Was planning on seeing the All-Stars at Williams Grove. Canceled. Yeah, we mentioned that just a minute ago, Tammy.
Yeah, too bad.
Sorry for you guys out there. Cancel the World of Outlaws this year at Orange County Speedway. You know what? Let's talk about that a little bit. World of Outlaw races, they've canceled a few of the races this year, huh, Austin?
Yeah, you shared an article with me that I believe in the summer months that they canceled, was it three or four World of Outlaw late model series races due to tire shortages, fuel prices, and just about that.
They canceled the Dirt Oval at Route 66 in Joliet, Illinois on June 17th. Oh, no, that was June 4th. And then they canceled June 17th, 18th event at Orange County Fair Speedway in Middletown, New York. And they also, this looks like June 12th event scheduled at, I don't even know how to pronounce that name, G-O-N-D-I-K. What is that? Can you say that, Kurt? G-O-N-D-I-K. What is that?
I don't know what that is.
Gondik. I guess. I'm not.
Be careful with that one, Austin. I'm just telling you right now.
Nobody else.
Gondik Law Speedway in Superior, Wisconsin has also been canceled, and none of those have been rescheduled for 2022.
That's big news.
Part of that is, and part of the press release, if you read it, some of it says, a little bit of it is about the tires as well. Here we go. Get in the heat of summer. And you noticed those dates, didn't you? June 4th, June 17th, 18th, July 12th. That's kind of when it starts getting hot out, isn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, we were told by a couple people that know the kind of some of the working with Hoosier that tires would be, you know, at this point on the uphill rise, you know, be better than what we're at now. And that's kind of far from the truth. I mean, we're still waiting on sprint car tires, and now I guess it's kind of trickled over to the late model stuff. But, you know, the American Racer isn't as bad as Hoosier is. So, right. I mean, I don't know if they're sourcing, you know, nylon or whatever else they're missing that Hoosier has from somewhere else or what they got going on. But I think it's probably time, you know, Hoosier starts trying to, you know, see what they're doing and try and somewhat fix this. I mean, it'll never be fixed now, but
it says in the press release, with fuel prices on the rise and tire availability a concern heading into summer, series officials have made several schedule adjustments for June and July.
And that's Gondik Law Speedway. Gondik Law Speedway, Superior.
I spelled it out for you, Kirk. Yeah. What, you couldn't visualize it?
I had to look at it. Again, I didn't have it pulled up when you were talking about it. So Sharon Speedway is supposed to bend tomorrow night. That's called off. So,
yeah. Anyway, phone lines are open, 816-833-8553, 816-833-8553. You know, I'm a little disappointed because I sent some stuff to our buddy Ben in Australia, and it still hasn't showed up yet. I sent that over 2 weeks ago.
How'd you ship it?
I shipped it through regular mail. Should have been there by now, though. They told
actually.
They told me
does the U.S. mail deliver outside the United States?
They said that it should be there within a week.
Yeah,
and it's been 2 weeks.
I had a T-shirt shipped from Wales.
Yeah,
from the pot.
How long did that take?
Almost a month, three and a half weeks.
Uh-huh.
And they told me it was only going to. They told him that it was only going to be 2 weeks. So, be patient because there are some things that happen between here and there. I do know that. I was on a podcast and they sent me a T-shirt and I looked for it in the mail and he even sent me the thing saying, "Hey man, it should be showing up," and it didn't. And then it was another week and a half, and then it finally showed up. And like I said, it came all the way from Wales as well. So it does take a while to get over.
Would have been better to use one of the shipping services for that, maybe? I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, Kirk, because if you used UPS, you know how much it costs?
High rent, unless you have
it.
Did you price it?
Yeah.
How much
do you think it would cost at UPS to send a T-shirt, a hat,
and a sticker,
a couple koozies, and a few stickers? How much do you think?
$100?
$350.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. I'm having a heart attack.
So I went up to the United States Post Office. Guess how much it cost me up there?
How much?
$30.
Yeah.
Well, I can see.
But like you said, it'll take a little longer than what they're saying. Even if they give you a number, just to add another week onto that.
There's no way to track it, is there, on a U.S. Postal Service shipment?
Not that I know of.
I don't think you can on U.S.
So we wouldn't have any idea where it's
at. We'll just have to wait and hope it gets there. Austin said Dominic Selzy wins at Southern Oregon Speedway in the NARC race. Fourth straight win. John O'Neill Jr., Austin's dad, he said Jimmy Johnson had the quickest four laps in practice speed. So that doesn't mean anything
to me.
We'll
see what they do at noon today when they get out on the racetrack for curb day practice.
I was always really fast in practice, too.
How'd that turn out for you?
Didn't turn out all that well.
Went backwards, didn't you?
Yeah. Burn off the tires. Jimmy's a lot better racer than old Scott Traylor, though. Yeah.
He just didn't have a lot of experience with the Indy cars, though.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
But he knows how to race.
John O'Neill Jr. just said, just lost all credibility.
About what?
I don't know. What did he say?
About Jimmy Johnson?
It had something to do when we were talking about.
I'm not sure what he's talking about, but he said, you just lost all your credibility, Kurt.
Got Russell online.
All right.
He's wanting to talk tires.
All right. Let's go to Russell. He's joining us here on the show. Hey, Russell. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Hey, good, man. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, you know, I've got a question.
Sure.
And it really puzzles me that Goodyear makes tires for these guys in NASCAR, Formula, Indy.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys get several sets of tires
a
race. Why haven't they stepped up and made a tire for the World of Outlaws sprint cars? They used to do this years ago.
Well, if you remember right, Russell, back in those days when they did that Goodyear tire wasn't very good, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, we've come a long ways now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Nylon and rubber and putting them together. I remember having them on our dirt modifieds in the Northeast, and they would last us, you know, probably two or three races, provided you were just doing 30 lap features.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they really haven't made a step to doing it. Now, does that have to do with track sponsorships?
You know, I'm not really sure on that, to be honest with you, Russell. It, to be fair, I really couldn't answer that question. Where are you calling from, Russell? What part of the country are you in?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, okay.
But I used to live in the Northeast. I used to be on a crew for several years.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just trying to put this together and figure out why they haven't done this yet.
Right.
And
don't you think it
hurts a lot of drivers.
Don't you think ideally, though, that we just need to get Hoosier back in order and get the tires that we used to get from Hoosier, you know, whatever you ran, if you run with the World of Outlaws, you run with ASCS, whatever brand of tire that they run, Don't you think that's where we need to get back to? Because if you start mixing it up and bringing in Goodyear, or if you bring in a tire that's made in China that's just good for everybody, I'm not sure that's going to be healthy for the sport. What do you think?
No, it wouldn't be healthy. But in the situation that we're in now, as far as, you know, these tire manufacturers not getting nylon to make these tires, we got to come up with some sort of solution to keep these guys running.
No,
I understand.
You
know, the fuel is a big problem right now in Orange County. And I've talked to several drivers that I know that are friends of mine and some of the crew, and they just said it's just a hard time getting fuel.
Yeah.
But tires, you know, I got some friends of mine that are running Fonda and Lebanon Valley that I used to work with that are now drivers.
Yeah.
And just tires are tough to come by.
Well, how disappointed were you when you heard the word about your June 17th and 18th date there at Orange County Fair Speedway? They canceled that World of Outlaw event. What'd you think about that?
Well, that's tough because, you know, running with Brett Hearn for several years as a competitor with him, he's very competitive, and that's one thing he does not want to lose is an event like that.
Yeah, because that makes you the money. Those big events, those are the paydays, right?
Absolutely. That's what brings the fans in.
Right.
And now they have to substitute it with a 30 lap feature, you know, with the big blocks.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. It's heartbreaking. It really is. You know, I lived in Arkansas, too, for a little while, and they almost shut down West Plains Speedway.
Yeah.
You know, they were just having a hard time getting those big shows in.
Yeah.
And, you know, without rescheduling it gives the fans no hope.
The show,
you know, that it's going to happen.
The show me was at West Plains, right?
Yeah, up and from 93 through 2009 where the Show Me 100
What did you think, Russell, when they moved the Show Me from down there up to Lucas Oil Speedway? What did you think about that?
It's tough. It's, you know, because that track right there is it's a fabulous track. It's almost like a little bull ring.
Yeah.
And to take something off the circuit, you also have a lot of people, you know, that live in Batesville that go to that track. To have to travel further away.
Yeah. Right.
West Plains, you know, bigger than a bull ring.
It really is. It's a bummer for the fans.
Can I ask you, Russell, did you move to Florida to go down there? Are you retired? Or are you living down there in Florida because you retired?
No, I'm retired now. I do other things for a living as far as playing cards, stuff like that. You know? But anyway, I enjoyed the dirt circuit.
Yeah.
And it was fabulous.
Where do you go down there in Florida? What racetrack do you go to most often?
I'll go to Alltech, Bubba Speedway.
Yeah.
I'll go to East Bay. Then we have Citrus County Speedway, which is in Inverness. So, you know, I'm a hop skipping away. With a good arm, I could hit Big Daddy Don Garland's house.
isn't there a place where they do the swamp buggy races? Don't they do circle track there as well at the same place?
They have a little track, which is probably, going towards Bushnell, Florida, I believe.
Yeah.
It's just a small little track, but it's not. I don't think it's a track that's run every week.
I gotcha. Yeah.
And I think they run a lot of four cylinders.
Oh, I got you. Well, yeah, I've got cousins that live down in Cape Coral, and if I was to move to Florida, that's where I'd want to move, down there by Fort Myers Beach, Cape Coral, you know, in that area. That's
and, of course, you got Volusia Speedway.
Yeah, Volusia. Now, they're running weekly now, aren't they?
Volusia is, yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't do that in the past, right? That's something new this year?
I think it was a money problem, if I can recall. And they weren't, you know, the fans weren't there. And of course, with COVID, everybody had that itch.
Right. Yeah. No doubt. For sure.
So it's missed. And, you know, the driver that I used to work with, you know, he's won. He runs the 305 sprint cars, the CRSA.
Yeah.
And the ESS.
Yeah.
And, you know, he does fabulous in that. He's got track championships at Fonda Speedway, you know, and he's modified. And, I miss it. You know, it's something I was born with and born and raised around. So I keep up on it still.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm going to put you on hold, Russell. I want to send you a T-shirt down there. So I'm going to put you on hold. I want you to give your name and your address and your phone number and your shirt size, and I'm going to send you a shirt. Okay, bud?
Oh, hey, I appreciate it.
All right, hang on. We'll let Todd get that information from you. Hang on a second. All right, phone lines are open, 816-833-8553, 816-833-8553. We want to take a break real quick. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be back with more Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most, Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill, Todd Surprise, Kirk Elliott. It's Phone Friday. The phone lines are open. You can give us a call now at 816-833-8553, 816-833-8553. Give us a call. Give us your opinion. It doesn't matter what it's about. Doesn't matter if it's non-motorsports, if it's about tires, it's about Mother Nature, the state of racing, where it's at right now, we don't care. Just give us a call, and we'll talk to you. I want to remind everybody about what's going on up at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. You've heard about the tribute to Ascot Park. It's going to be going on through October 1st. They've got a bunch of cars up there, a lot of information about the drivers that ran at Ascot Park in Gardena, California. You need to get over there and check it out, folks. So if you're going to go to Knoxville Raceway, just walk around the corner, go over to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. I'm telling you, it's one of the great racing museums. It's the greatest sprint car museum in the world, just so you know. It is absolutely the best. And they've got a lot going on over there. They've got the tribute, again, is going through October 1st. And one thing you need to know about the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is that it's open 7 days a week, folks. So you can go there on Sunday, Saturday, if you want to take a little trip on a Sunday. Right? Say you're a couple hours away and you want to run over there on your motorcycle, or if you just want to go out and drive in your convertible or whatever you want to do. Take a little drive over there to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. Hang out over there. Watch the races at Knoxville Raceway. And if you want a really great seat, you can do that. You can sit on the second floor of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum for $80 a person. So if you want to go over there, it's the best seat in the house. When the weather's bad outside, if it's hot out, it's nice and cool in the second floor. If it's cold out, they keep the temperature nice and warm over there in the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. That's on the second floor. So go over there and check it out. And don't forget, the NASCAR Truck Series is going to visit Knoxville Raceway on June 18th, and they have seats available for that as well if you'd like to buy them. You can get those at $80 a seat as well. And then they have the 32nd National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Induction Banquet. That's going to be happening on June 4th. Guys like Johnny Gibson, Eric Gordon, Terry Gray, Tim Green, Robin Miller, Dennis Roth, Tony Stewart. A lot of great people are going to be going into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum this year. So get over there and check it out. And don't forget, they still got the raffle going on for the 2022 Triple X chassis. It's a 410 sprint car, folks, and just go to the Hall of Fame again, register to win this great car, and if you're not a race team owner, then you can sell the car and get some money out of it. So that's a great way to do it. And if you can't make it up to Knoxville to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, you can go to sprintcarraffle.com, that's sprintcarraffle.com, and sign up for it, or you can give them a call up there at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum at 641-842-6176. Again, 641-842-6176. A lot of great things going on up at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. They got the Corvette giveaway going on there as well. This is a very rare Corvette, folks. It's a 2022 IMSA GTLM Championship Edition C8R Corvette. And that drawing will happen on August 13th up at the Knoxville Nationals. Again, if you can't make it there in person, you can always register by going to Corvette C, the letter C, 8, the letter R, contest.com. Again, that's Corvette C8R contest.com. It's one of 1,000 of these cars, and it is a very rare piece. So sign up and visit our friends up at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And if you do go up there, make sure you tell them the Racing Boys sent you. What do you think about that, Kurt? There's a lot going on up there at the National Sprint Car
Hall of Fame. A lot going on in that Hall of Fame induction ceremony you were talking about there. That's a week from Saturday. That's coming up right around the corner. It'd be interesting to see how all that goes with Tony Stewart, Johnny Gibson, all those others you talked about going in.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Let's go back here and take a look. The phone lines, again, are open, folks. Give us a call. Don't be scared, right? If you've never called the show, we're not going to bite. We're not going to yell at you. We're here just to talk to you. Again, 816-833-8553, 816-833-8553. Gio Selzy buried them at Sealands Grove last night. He won by 12 seconds, smashed the track's longtime 25-lap track record. Selzy's time of 7 minutes, 12 seconds eclipsed Todd Schaefer's 1991 record of 8 minutes and 10 seconds. How about that?
How about that?
That's pretty interesting.
You know, Gio didn't have a great night at Knoxville last week, but then the following night up at Houston, he came on like gangbusters. So, you know, it's been kind of checkered here so far this year, but Dominic's been doing really good.
All Marie's checking in on her break. Have a great holiday weekend. We hope you do as well, Marie. We missed you this week. I know that you'll be back next week with us, but she has been working this week and unable to listen to the show. One of our very loyal listeners that listens to the show each and every day right here on Mostly Motorsports. Again, all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. Kirk.
Got Ryan on line one whenever you're ready there.
All right, let's go to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. First of all, I got to say happy birthday, Mr. Kurt Elliott.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, today is your birthday, isn't it?
Yeah.
I forgot about that, Austin. You were supposed to remind me that today was Kurt's birthday.
Oh, I wasn't told that.
Hey, Scott,
don't you tell me. Listen, hold on, Austin. Just so you know, you're the young mind here. I'm the old brain. I'm a little punchy, and I don't remember everything. So sometimes you got to help me out a little bit.
I ain't saying nothing because I forgot your birthday. You know.
Hold on. You've been around Kirk for almost 30 years. You should know this by now.
Not 30 years, 22.
I said almost 30 years. I'm getting there.
Yeah, no.
Kurt would never tell you when it's his birthday anyway.
No, we knew it was his birthday because we talked about it yesterday.
And happy birthday to my sister today, too.
Oh, your twin sister.
Yeah.
Do you know Kirk Elliott's got a twin sister, Austin? Did you know that?
I didn't know that until this morning.
He's better looking than he is.
Yeah.
He found that out this morning.
Listen, she's much better looking than Kirk
no
Elliott.
No doubt about that. No argument there.
She's got a lot better looks than Kirk. Hey, old Kirk over here.
Hey, Ryan, now that Sharon Speedway...
At least she's got some hair.
That's right. Hey, Ryan, now that Sharon Speedway's been rained out with the World of Outlaws, how many cars are we going to have down here at Lucas Oil Speedway this weekend?
God, I wish I was going to be able to tell you, because I've got to head up to North Central Kansas, but I got to think there's going to be a bunch, because I was kind of surprised that World of Outlaws would schedule something during the show me. And now that, like you said, insurance brings on that, you know there's going to be a batch of guys that's going to make that quick trip over there.
You know there's a bunch of guys running their ass off to get there right now.
Oh, they're on the hightail. They're doing more than the double nickel, that's for sure. Yeah.
One guy that we're not used to seeing at Lucas Oil Speedway is Brandon Shepard. For years ran the World of Outlaws late model series, but now he's the points leader in the Lucas Oil Series, seeing Brandon Shepard at Lucas Oil Speedway. We haven't seen that very often over the years.
Right.
That was kind of strange when he announced that they were going to run the Lucas Oil side. And of course, Kyle Larson makes his comment at Bristol about, you know, his thoughts on the stuff. But who knows anything? But I'll tell you what, this could possibly be probably one of the best show me's they've ever had.
Wow.
Just for the simple fact that they've had enough rain and they've had enough time to work it. And I don't think you have to worry about it turning black and slicking over. And I think it could be pretty interesting.
The one thing that you got to worry about, Ryan, at Lucas Oil Speedway, the only thing you got to worry about is the quantity of cars that are going to be racing there, right? Does that take the life out of the racetrack, because they're going to have a lot of cars there this weekend?
I was going to say, plus, what are they running for a support class? Anything?
Modifieds, I believe.
Probably. It's not too bad. I would think they would go with something a little bit less horsepower than modifieds, but, you know, maybe street stocks or something. But you've got to look at the, you know, the amount of laps that you're going to have on a track and everything, but I'm pretty sure that they're going to be able to work it in the way they need to, and they've done it long enough. I don't think it could be an issue, but I don't think it's going to be.
You know, the real issue with Lucas Oil Speedway is when they try to start too early when the sun's out. They've got to wait until the sun gets kind of almost all the way down before they get going. And if you think about that right now, that's about 8:45.
The sun doesn't later start.
Yeah, the sun doesn't go down until about 8:45 right now in this area.
Thing you got, I mean, they're on live TV tonight, MAV TV, so they kind of go by a schedule here a little bit as I'm looking at the times here when everything gets going. Drivers meeting at 6, hot laps at 6:30, and they'll go racing right after 8 o'clock.
That might. It's not too bad. I just left the Clinton area, and it's still pretty nice. I mean, the sun's nice and warm and everything, but at least we don't have the, the harsh 80 degrees and stuff that really help burn out the track pretty quick. So they have that in their favor.
Yeah, it's going to be a big night.
Help.
So
and plus on top of that, the attendance on this thing is going to be astronomical.
Yeah.
So after everything that we've been dealing with and everything, and I had, been listening to radio and all the news outlets and everything and talking about travel, and a lot of people are just like, we don't care. It's been long enough. We're going out. And I can't see the show me not being absolute standing room only.
You know what?
That's going to be a crazy place.
What I want to see is how many motorhomes are going to show up down there.
A lot.
That would be a sight. I plan on seeing if I can borrow a friend's later on in the year when they're back down there, because I'm going to make a total weekend of that. I have not been able to experience that, and I haven't been to Lucas Oil for it's going on close to 20 years since I've been down there.
Well, how much are these high fuel prices going to affect all of this? Number of cars, motorhomes, all of that. How much are the higher fuel prices going to affect it all?
You know what? I'm going to predict it right now. Attendance is going to be down just a little bit.
Could be. I don't know. I'll be interested to find out.
Listen, a lot of people can't afford. The working man can't afford to spend that kind of money to drive there and drive back if you got to drive a long distance. If you're in Kansas City, if you're in Springfield, you're in Joplin, you're in Tulsa, okay, maybe then. But if you want to travel and you're a big late model fan and you're in Chicago or you're somewhere farther in that away, I'm not sure you're going to make the trip.
You're not going to get a hotel, that's for sure.
Right.
You're probably going to. I mean, you're probably going to have to go down to. Gosh, I don't even know. Probably the ones in Bolivar and Springfield, going south that direction would probably be full, and getting into Clinton and Harrisonville and stuff like that, those are probably full too if someone didn't have a trailer with them when you think about it.
Yeah, no doubt.
And if they're traveling that far, they've got to have something. And if you're pulling any kind of decent sized trailer, your gas mileage is going to dip down 10 miles plus a gallon.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, and I don't know, I was kind of disappointed when that happened. Then I was when I saw the dates and everything, then I was disappointed because I had planned on going up to Boone to go watch World of Outlaws up there because I've never been to Boone before, and that kind of got mixed because they changed that to a Monday, and I'm just like, I got to wait till July now before I can go anywhere, and I think the next one might be I-80 for Silver Dollar Nationals.
There was some news that came out of I-80 here just recently, Ryan. Do you remember what that was? Because I think you sent me an article on it. Can you break that down for us a little bit?
Oh, the only thing the article said that this was going to be the last Silver Dollar Nationals. The 12th annual is going to be the last.
Wow.
I haven't, and I did some looking around. I didn't see anything that said, you know, that it was sold to someone that was going to keep it a track. Because, you know, both me and you have talked to Steve, and he wanted to keep it.
It's,
he wanted to sell to someone that was going to keep it as a track.
It's not going to happen.
People, yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be, and that's,
no.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Well, that one's going to hurt.
We're all going to be up there, Ryan. We're going to celebrate the last one together, I guess. I'll be there.
Oh, you know I'm going to be there. Yep. There is no way I am not going to be there. And I've actually talked to a few friends, and they said they're going to be there too. So
yeah,
this might be a grand send-off.
I might go up there. You know, there's a nice little RV park right behind that place. And yep. And we stay there all the time, and they're pretty nice people up there. I think their name is Scott and Kathy that run that place up there. They're really good people. So we'll be up there as well. Ryan, thanks for calling in.
I call them early.
Yeah, no doubt. Ryan, thanks for calling in, buddy. I appreciate you.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, there you have it. Yes.
Speaking of I-80,
yeah.
For the Silver Dollar Nationals, go up a day early on Wednesday,
yeah,
and catch a sprint car show for 360s, and then roll into the.
You're
going to
be there
models.
For that, right, Austin?
Yes.
You're going to run it? So that's on Wednesday?
On Wednesday night.
Oh, so.
And then you roll into Thursday, Friday, Saturday with Supers.
I think I'll just go up there and spend the week up there.
Hang on. Strap in tight there, Austin. That's a high-speed joint.
I don't know how I'm going to do that, Austin. How are we going to do the show and me be up there? How are we going to do that?
We'll figure it out when the time comes.
All right. We'll just figure it out. We'll wing it. All right. We're going to take our final break. We'll be back with more of Mostly Motorsports. It all continues in a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Spirit Specialty Sportswear in-house. We do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, to make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
39 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive.
It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back. It's Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. Let's go back to the phones. Max is calling in. Hey, Max, what are you doing, bud?
Just going in circles. What are you up to this morning?
Oh, just about ready to hitch my old horse up and get down the road and go down to the lake this weekend. You going to be down there?
Hey, nope, we're not going.
You're not?
No. Hey, I got a question for the racing community.
Somebody out there, you need some help, don't you?
Yep. I promised a kid that we'd run my non-wing car at the Hockett down in Double X Sunday.
Yeah.
My transmission in my truck blew up at the lake.
Uh-oh. That blew up happened about 3 weeks ago, Max. Why haven't you got it fixed yet?
They've had it out three times, rebuilt it three times. Come to find out it's the computer in the truck.
Oh, no.
And due to the supply chain, you know what that's going to mean?
You can't get the chip.
Can't get the chips.
Yeah. So you
need
somebody
wants to tow a trailer down to Double X, enjoy some good racing. We'll see Austin race, I think. Aren't you on a race, Austin?
Yes,
he is.
And some non-wing stuff, and we'll take care of them.
All right. So how would they get a hold of you, Max? Are you okay with putting your phone number out there?
Yeah. 913-461.
Hold on, Max. Let me write this down. 913-461-5886.
Or just go to my Facebook page and message me or something.
Max Grogan. That's who you want to call. And the phone number, again, if you haven't heard it, it was 913-461-5886. Again, 913-461-5886. Max needs somebody to haul his sprint car down to Double X Speedway in California, Missouri.
Yeah, Tyler Banks would be more appreciative of it.
That's who you're going to have drive it, Tyler Banks?
Yep.
All right. Again,
we get it there.
If you want to help Max out getting in his car down to Double X Speedway in California, Missouri, what's that, about an hour and a half here from Kansas City?
Yeah, from Baser.
Yeah. 913-461-5886. 913-461-5886. I hope somebody calls you, Max.
All right, guys. Thanks.
You betcha, bud. There you have it, Max Grogan, longtime friend of the Racing Boys. So, known that guy for 35 years. Twice as long as Austin is as old. 18 years old.
He was a good racer himself.
Max wasn't too bad in his day.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's too old to be driving sprint cars now, though.
Right.
Are you with me, Austin?
Yeah.
No. You don't care how old they are out there. You're not worried about that.
If you can still make it go around the track in a reasonable time, and you're not in our way, the leaders,
then it's okay.
Then you're okay.
You know,
but if you're in the way, it's time to hang it up.
You know, I don't know if I told you, but I was gonna buy a sprint car once.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And it might have not been pretty, but my kids told me, Dad, if you buy a sprint car, we're never going to talk to you again.
I remember that.
You remember that, Todd? They said they would not talk to me again if I bought a sprint car, because as I've told many people over the years, I'm really good at driving fast. I'm an elbows up, stab and steer, mash the gas kind of guy. Probably a sprint car is probably not what's best for me.
Probably not. I remember that.
You remember?
Remember that because you had your head and neck restraint system thing being made.
Yep.
You had your seat ready to roll. You had your fire suit and your helmet.
I ordered up a seat down at Butler Belt and I had to cancel it because I was getting a sprint car.
I remember the daughters were saying,
"That's quite a threat, isn't it?"
It was.
I remember that distinctively.
Oh, yeah. My kids.
The youngest one.
They were not happy when I told them I was going to drive a sprint car.
They didn't want to see you get hurt.
Oh, because I was going to drive a non-wing sprint car,
too, by
the way. It was a non-wing.
That was what it was.
Oh, yeah. Even better.
Even worse, right? I was only about 58 when I was going to do that.
Hell, when you had that motorcycle, that's just about as dangerous as having a sprint car, wasn't it?
No, not really. I enjoy it. In fact, I'm thinking about buying another motorcycle.
Oh, here we go.
Austin says, don't do that. We got a show to do.
Hold on. I'll be honest. I'll walk in here, and I can't. It's every day, it's at least two or three cars. Look what I found on the internet that I want to buy. There's nothing wrong with it, but.
That's been going on. I've been coming here for 10 years.
I promise you, I'm either going to buy a bike or a Corvette this summer.
Buy the Corvette.
One or the other, I'm going to buy.
You can win the Corvette up there at the Hall of Fame.
I might buy both.
You can win one and buy one.
I might finance one and just pay cash for another. I don't know. But I love riding motorcycles. I love riding my Harley, man.
I miss
man.
My bike.
Yeah. You sold yours, too, didn't you?
Yeah. Selling the Mustang, too, at the end of the summer if anybody's looking for a hot rod. They can either turn it back to completely original or go the full step and soup it up.
You know, the only problem with buying a Corvette, Paul, is what the girls say when you buy a Corvette. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, what they say. Sorry about your unit.
Same thing they say about when you drive the big truck, the big giant truck with the blowers on the side. Sorry about what you're packing.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm good in that department. I'm not worried about that.
I'm not insecure. I'll drive whatever. I'll drive a moped if you give me a moped.
Rid of your motorcycle, right, Todd?
He just said that.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. I miss it.
You know, Deidre, when I told her what the options of me buying a bike or buying a Corvette, she says, buy a Corvette and buy a convertible so we can just ride around with the top down.
Yep.
That's what she wants. Do you let your woman make up your mind for you?
At some point.
Huh?
At some point, it's easier.
Yeah.
I've been married almost, it'll be 30 years next year. I just know.
Listen, if I had a wife like yours, I'd let her make the decisions too, because she's pretty smart.
She makes all the decisions.
She's a pretty smart woman there. You got one. You got a smart one right there.
I appreciate it.
I had one for 25 years.
Makes it easier on you. Makes life.
I let her get away, though.
It makes life easier when you have somebody that's smart enough that you not have to worry and judge things off of.
Kirk was pretty good friends with Sharon, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a better idea.
I'm listening.
You want to buy me out and I'll drive for you?
No, I don't want to do that. Can I do it for $5,000?
Add about a couple zeros to that.
Right. No, I'm out.
Scott wants to have fun.
Isn't it better you retain control?
Have I ever told you this, Austin? I raced for 35 years, right? In my entire life, I never saved a penny, Austin.
Well, I mean.
I was always broke, always feeding the beast. Always spending my money on my race cars. And I had really nice race cars, right, Kurt?
You did.
I mean, my cars were second to none to anybody's, always. I always had made sure I had great stuff. But the moment I quit racing, I started saving money. How did that happen?
I don't know, buzz of mine.
You got smart.
Right. You'll figure it out. Oh, yeah.
Don't give up control, Austin. Don't give up your control, Austin.
No, we'll just paint it like a Corvette.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, yeah. All right. Paul said just get a removable top, I should say. Yeah, that's true. I could do that, too. I don't need to get a convertible. You know, if I get a convertible, I might flip upside down. That wouldn't be a good outcome.
That would not be good in a convertible.
No?
Not good.
Let's add a little roll cage in it or something.
Yeah. So tomorrow night at Lake Ozark Speedway, there's not only the Lucas Oil ASCS wing sprint cars, but you also have midgets over there, right? Should be a pretty good number of those guys, right?
Power Eye sprint cars, or Power Eye Wirt non-wing sprint cars, and 305s.
305s.
So you got four classes of cars?
Yes.
Non-wing sprint cars or midgets?
Both.
Oh.
So it's a full power.
Four classes?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Full Power Eye midgets and sprint cars.
It's too many.
Yeah.
Too many.
So that's a lot of race cars on that racetrack tomorrow night.
Makes my turnaround time easy, so I can't complain.
Yeah, it helps you a little bit. Is Lakeside still racing?
Surprisingly.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Man. Wow, I can't even believe.
Hey, at least it won't take rubber tonight.
Right.
Still
Todd,
off.
You were over there. You live right by there.
We got a lot of water, man.
I can't believe Lakeside's getting it in.
The amount of I've still got water in my ditch that's moving water. So
yeah,
that tells you that there's still water draining from people's, you know. So yeah, I'm amazed, but maybe it's really nice out there right now. Let me tell you, like the weather and the sun is beating down. So maybe they don't have to add any water to it and work that bad boy in, you can be able to get the race in tonight.
They're going to have to put water on it.
Well, yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be warm out today. It's going to dry it out a little bit. They're going to have to put some water.
And they've really done a good job with the parking lot at Lakeside Speedway.
Well, that's helped out a lot, too. Yeah. If you drive down there now, it's just really smooth down there.
How about the tribute to Jesse? You going to that on Sunday night down at Double X Speedway?
Frog said, if you get a Corvette, get sunscreen. Your bald-ass head, Scott. Well, thanks there, Frog. You know, I don't know if you know this, to be honest with you, Frog, but some women really dig bald heads. Just saying. They love to rub your bald head. Austin, he didn't even know how to take that one there. All right. Well, listen, that's it for
Austin,
today.
Austin, you're racing Sunday night at Double X?
Yes.
So that'll be a big night of racing with wing and non-wing sprint cars.
Yeah.
Tommy
said too many classes for the lake. I agree with you, Tommy. 100%.
They could do away with this. Let me tell you something. 305s.
Tommy's like a brother to me. I just tell you, because me and him think a lot alike on a lot of things. And not on everything, but a lot of things we think alike. And when you have four classes running down there, that's too many classes.
Why would they be running 305 sprints when you've got the two nights at I-70 Motorsports Park for tonight and tomorrow?
No, hold on. Hey, listen. I bet you they don't have many of them. They're all going to I-70. What do you think?
You'll have your regulars that'll come.
Running for the points.
Yeah, like a Randy Martin or a Stanley Kreisel. That's the only two I know of. But I know there's a couple others.
Is Randy Martin just running 305? Does he still have a 360 car?
I'm not sure. I know Evan still has his, but all I see Randy race.
They're
going to
be at the lake. They're not going to be over there.
I said they're going to be at the lake.
Yeah. Oh, you did. Okay. Sorry about that. I wasn't listening. I was reading. All right. Well, that's it for today, folks. It's all been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. We want to thank everybody that called in today on Phone Friday. We'll do it all over on Monday, every day.
Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. We're not going to be on the air Monday.
Good you pointed that out.
Gosh.
So episode 100 is going to be on Tuesday. That's going to be a big show.
100th episode. You believe it, Austin, already? 100. Can you believe we've done 100 episodes already?
No. It still feels like 50.
It does, doesn't it? It's crazy. Well, I'll tell you what, though. I really enjoy all the people that listen in from around the country. That is the most satisfaction I get out of doing this show is knowing that people like Russell that was in Florida, people like Marie out in Pennsylvania, people like Ben over in Australia, people from all around the world listening to this show. And, this show is not like any other show because, listen, I got a couple bullet points I write down, but for the most part, we ad-lib this show just like we do on every Saturday morning, don't we, Kirk? We've been doing it for 22 years, haven't we? Ad-libbing our show.
Goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah. So this show is a little bit different. We don't, before we go on the air, we don't sit down and have a meeting what we're going to talk about. We just start talking about what we're going to talk about when the show starts. And you are a big part of that show, and we thank you so much for being a part of it as well. For Austin O'Neill, for Todd Surprise, for my partner Kirk Elliott, I'm Scott Traylor saying thanks. Tune in tomorrow. Kirk Elliott's going to be taking care of Track Talk tomorrow. He's got a lot of sound we're going to run tomorrow. Todd's going to be running the show for him tomorrow as well. We hope that you'll tune in. I'll check in from down at Lake Ozark Speedway at some point during the show. But again, for Austin, for Todd, for Kirk, I'm Scott. We'll see you Monday or Tuesday, 12 noon Central Time, right here on Mostly Motorsports.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.